AK4RN and 4HHC.
4VWA, mobile.
And 4HHC.
Then, how we doing there, big guy?
We're headed over to the test session there at St. Francis.
Cut.
The session.
Is that for the licenses?
Roger that.
Wow, I didn't know they gave them over at St. Francis on occasion. How about that? I thought the only real place around here was over at the Red Cross every third Saturday.
That's our standard location, but St. Francis put on a big thing for their emergency personnel to try to get licensed. So we're doing a test session just for them at the hospital.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I had heard that St. Francis was starting to get into it pretty recently. Are they sponsoring this?
I'm not sure what you mean by sponsoring, but they're, you know, it's their people, and we're testing there in the at the hospital in the auditorium.
Well, who knows? Maybe St. Francis wants to put up a repeater on their hospital tower over there.
I don't know about that. We've got a good local repeater here. I wish it would get used a little more, the 8-2, but if you call anybody on there, it seems like nobody's listening, or either nobody wants to say anything.
8-2 is there on Paris Mountain to help take care of shadows created by the mountain over in towards Greenville. And they were gonna link it up with 610, you know, so that it could be a solid straight through coverage all around. But that plan was back before COVID, and I don't know what happened to that. But anyhow, that was the original deal on that. But I wish they would do that.
That would be great because I'm in the shadow. My house is in the shadow. A lot of my mobile is in the shadow. I just came out of the shadow. So that would be great.
You know, the 610 Club has got, some extensive plans to replace the radios up at the mountain. And, it's going to be, if they could just go through with the plan someday, it's going to be pretty nice. Should really, really improve the coverage and the quality of the signal.
Great, because I, at my location, you know, there's no hope for an HT, so you got to, put out 25 watts of power, even if you're in the mobile, with a good whip on the car, if you're in that shadow of Paris Mountain over.
Well, good enough. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a fun day. How many of you got taken the test?
Heard it was in the 20s.
Is this technician level or above?
It's the technician. Now, I don't know if anybody's been studying on their own for the next level, but if they pass, I guess they could take the next level if they've, done some studying for it.
Background in electronics, and so I had a good baseline to start from, and I went over and I took my technician in July, and they said, well, listen, you just, do a practice test. Try the general while you're here. It doesn't cost you a dime. Well, I went ahead and tried the general, and I came within about 8 points of passing my general the same day. But I passed the general 30 days later, the next time they gave the test. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, you can get somebody that's hot on it, get them motivated, and it can be good.
I definitely don't mind people testing for a higher level. I just prefer that they've, you know, spent some effort in obtaining it, or unless they have a, you know, a good background in it already. But then there's going to be, you know, questions related to amateur radio that you're not going to know, and about the different modes and frequency allocations and things like that, that just even a good electronic background is not going to have.
If you study up, you're not going to pass, that's for sure. So, well, anyhow, I'm over here on 85 now and fixing to pass under White Horse Road. And where are you located now?
Up light at 123 and Washington Street downtown.
No wonder you were picking fencing a little bit. Okay. Yeah, you're getting some of those shadows that 8-2 would sure take care of if they would just link it.
No, there's no doubt about that.
And they're real solid. Stay where you are.
Yeah, I can't stay where I am. I'm going over the bridge now, so that's a pretty, you know, open area. You're not going between tall buildings there.
Yep. Well, I hope someday they get up there to get those new radios up on 610. I think that's when they're going to do the permanent link between it and 8-2. Big plans. Lots of stuff coming. So, anyhow, it should be really nice when they finally do it.
I'd really, really like that. Alrighty, we'll talk with you later. Hope we have a good turnout and some good results here. So, Steve, 73s, and you have a good day from N4HHC.
Go over there and just fill those fresh new hams full of good stuff. You have a good day. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, clear.
VWA, N4DJC.
Okay. KN4VWA. It's crackling pretty good over here. I'm passing under Augusta Road on 85 right now. Have you got me?
Solid. Solid into the machine. I just hear a little road noise is all I really hear, Steve.
I don't know if you got me or not, but I should be popping out of this behind the shadow here in just a minute.
Got you.
Me, I didn't get any of that. Give me just a minute to get up towards Lawrence Road. JCK and 4BWA, you got me now, Jerry?
If I never lost you, you're still solid into the repeater, Steve. Perception is just crappy on that side, I guess. But now you were solid. I just heard a little road noise, you know, like normal stuff. I didn't hear anything else on your signal at all.
I couldn't pick you up at all, man. It was just little cracks and blurbs, and I didn't understand a bit of it, man. And that was down there on the bottom of 85, right there along that flat before you get to Augusta Road. I guess I was just in a shadow. But so tell me, what was you saying there, brother?
Mentioned to you that you go into Charlotte on Monday to see that specialist. There's a guy at Prisman that does the same thing. You might want to look into him as well. His name is Dr. Patrick Springhart, and he's actually got a little video on the Prisma website about it, And they've been doing it for about at least a year now, maybe a little longer than that. But they've got that, they call it a Focal One machine, I think is what they call it. I'm sure it's the same one that they're talking about in Charlotte there. But you know, just in case as a backup, you might want to get an opinion from them, because it'd be a lot closer there than going to Charlotte, I'm sure.
Well, the only thing is, I'm sure that guy is good. They got a lot of good people over at Prisma, but I just can't go in Prisma. Over the years, you know, back when it was GHS, and now that it's Prisma, I've seen some of their practices. I just can't go over there. That's just a personal thing, bud. I'm sure they're fine.
They're the best in the country. They got one from Indiana University, been doing this stuff for 10 years or more, I guess. They actually taught it in fellowships for Indiana University Hospital. This other guy, he is probably one of the top in the field too. You know, it's different for different you know, medical type things. Some things are good in there, some things are not. And I know my nephew did one of his residency rotations at Prisma. He was really impressed with him. He got his degree from Georgia Medical College, and he's doing a fellowship in Seattle, and just should finish it up in a little bit. He's going to go with a practice. He's an orthopedic. He's going with a practice with a hospital somewhere in near Chicago for about a year maybe, and then he'll probably open up a practice back in Georgia sometime.
Good, that's good. Well, hey, why don't we try something real quick? Go back over there to that 14513.
Chris Ryder, 14513. And for DJC, clear.